I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The 2016 West Virginia fishing regulations are now in print, but there is really only one major change for this year, and we'll talk about it coming up in just a moment. When anglers check the 2016 fishing regulations for the state, they'll not find too many changes. In fact, Assistant Chief for Warm Water Fisheries Brett Preston tells us there's really only one, and it deals with walleye fishing in West Virginia.
The only change that really occurred in terms of special regulations in 2016 are some walleye regulation changes that the commission passed last year that take effect this year. And those generally are establishing minimum size limits and also changing creel limits for a number of waters. There are also a number of waters that are under a slot limit.
But those vary depending on where you fish for walleye in the state.
On the Mon River Basin system, including the Cheat River, Tiger, some of those waters have been changed. Those waters have in addition to a few others, and we can list those. But there's a 15-inch minimum size, and there's a daily creel limit of 8, and that's on the Cheat River, the Elk River, upstream of Sutton Lake Dam, including Sutton Lake. The Monongahela River, the Tigert River, and the West Fork River, downstream of Stonewall Jackson Lake Dam, and also at Burnsville, Cheat Lake, Stevens Lake, Stone Coal, and Tigert Lake.
And what they're doing there is protecting the work they've done to establish a Lake Erie strain of walleye. But the New River has a strain all its own, and there are new regulations to protect those as well.
Changes in the slot limit regulation on places, particularly in the Kanawha River, New River area, those are what we established those regulations to try to protect those fish. They're a faster growing fish, and we wanted to make sure that we could manage those for a little larger fish, for a trophy fish, and still allow people to catch some.
It's a 20 to 30 inch slot limit that you have to release. See more at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.